In early September 2016, Keith Whitaker was driving down the highway in Goulburn, Australia, when he heard a loud noise coming from the back of his utility truck. After hearing it a few more times, he decided to finally pull over to see what had come loose inside his truck bed. To his horror, out rolled the body of a young girl. Fearing the worst, he went to her side to check to see if she was still alive. This is when she started moving in strange ways, almost uncontrollably. When Keith finally asked who she was and how she got into his truck, after a few tense moments, the girl finally responded, stating she wasn't sure who she was, and she had no idea where she came from. This would be the first of many strange events that would occur in one of Australia's weirdest mysteries to date. This is the story of the Trump family disappearance. Welcome to Origin Mysteries. Around the same time the girl was found, with no knowledge of who she was or where she came from, about 500 miles away, Sergeant Mark Knight was searching the home of the Trump family that had been reported missing. The house had looked like it had been ransacked, other than the fact that it had a massive amount of financial documents which were neatly organized into different piles. The family's passports, phones, debit and credit cards, and all their IDs were also found, neatly stacked. Police could only come to one conclusion, that they were definitely looking for something very important, in a major hurry, and due to the belongings being left, they were trying to stay off the grid. It didn't take long for the media to find out about the family being missing, and in a matter of hours, all of Australia had heard the story. Everyone having the same question: why would this seemingly healthy and successful family just simply disappear? The following is a timeline of the events that occurred. It all started on August 29th. The Trump family, which included Mark and Jacoba, along with their children, Ella, who was 22, Mitchell, who was 25, and Rihanna, who was 29, left their berry farm and earth-moving business and decided to leave everything behind and head 500 miles to Bathurst, Australia. 19 miles into their trip, it was discovered that Mitchell had actually brought his phone, even though everybody else had left theirs at their house. This is when his parents forced him to throw it out the window, in fear that it was being used to track their whereabouts. The following morning on the 30th, for unknown reasons, Mitchell split from the family around 7 a.m. that morning. The rest of the family continued on to the Jenolan Caves, and this is where another split would happen. Here, Ella and Rihanna split from their parents, stole a car, and drove it to Goulburn, Australia. Once there, they called the police, reporting their parents missing. The sisters then split up. Rihanna would later be found in the back of Keith Whitaker's utility truck, in a catatonic state, not knowing who she was or where she was from. By Tuesday, Ella made it back home, only to be welcomed by the police. On August 31st, Mitchell would also return home, traveling by train. Both were still confused on what had happened, and had no idea where the rest of the family were. Mark and Jacoba headed south from the Jenolan Caves, stopping in Wangaratta. Once there, they would also split up, like the rest of their family had done. Mark would stay in Wangaratta, while Jacoba headed north. This is where things got even weirder. The Trump family's vehicle was later identified and being used in an odd incident with another couple on the road. This couple was simply driving down the highway when a car matching the description of the Trump family's car started tailgating them. This continued on for a few miles until the couple decided to pull off the road, thinking it was over, until the other vehicle also pulled over and the driver got out of his vehicle. He then sprinted towards the couple, stopping just a few feet away. There, he stared at them for what seemed like minutes, and then simply walked away into a nearby park and disappeared. The couple called the police and reported the incident. The police then searched the park and only found his car with the keys still in it, but no man. They also searched a nearby hotel, which was broken into the night before, which they believe could have been the same person. During this time, Jacobo ended up a few miles north, trying to get a hotel room, only she didn't have any money or her ID. Thankfully, the person at the hotel recognized her from the news and called the police. She was then taken to the hospital and checked into a psychiatric institution, the same one her daughter, Rihanna, was taken after she was found in the truck. On September 3rd, Mark was found walking down the highway in Wangaratta. The police picked him up and questioned him for over 5 hours, coming up with no good reasons for the family's actions. The following day, Mitchell and Ella Tromp held a press conference, thanking the police for finding the rest of their family, and also stating that they were still really confused about the events that had taken place, and that they still had no idea what had happened. Police stated that no drug use was found by any member of the family. They also didn't have any outstanding debts, and there was no evidence of them being members of a cult. To this day, no one knows what really happened to make the Tromp family drop everything and try to go off the grid like they did. There are a few interesting theories, however. One is that they were exposed to some harmful chemical at their house, and it caused them to act weird. Others have believed that the mob was involved, and that they were on the run in fear of their lives. This would explain why they were looking through all their financial documents. The final theory is probably the most interesting one. Some people believe that the family may have been experiencing something called folie à deux, which is a shared psychosis or shared delusional disorder, which sometimes causes hallucinations, which are then transmitted from one individual to another. This would be a perfect example and cause to all this strange behavior from the family, and possibly one they don't remember what happened. What do you believe? Was the family on the run from someone trying to kill them? Did Mark and Jacoba have a mental breakdown and just drag their kids along for the ride? Or was it folie à deux? This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thanks for listening and subscribing to this podcast. This episode was written and narrated by me, Cameron Rainey. Follow us on all social media, at Origin Mysteries. If you enjoyed this episode and are still wanting more, join our Patreon family by going to patreon.com/originmysteries. There you'll get instant access to bonus content, including more episodes only available on Patreon. Lastly, thanks again for subscribing and listening. You guys are the best. We'll see you next time.